Ghost Boner.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yep. This is Sam Witwer.
Samuel Huntington.
Megan Rath.
And this is the actor commentary for Being Human Episode 2. There Goes the Neighborhood Part 2.
There it goes again.
Actually, it's called,
second time.
It's called Part 2. Like the Charlie Sheen classic Hot Shots. Part
yes,
deux.
Part 2.
I wish Charlie Sheen were here.
Part
2. So do I. Don't we all?
Charlie Sheen is here in spirit, you guys. Come on.
Anywhere there's winning.
Exactly.
Anyway, so when
this is what's happened.
Yeah.
Previously, yeah,
that was what happened.
this scene was so funny because it was very
because
hard
you couldn't.
For me. It was very hard for me not to blink because when it was like 4 a.m.
Well, also you had all that blood coming out of your.
True,
if you
weird.
See the original footage, she's blinking the entire
time, and they took it out in post.
Thank God.
CGI'd my eyes open.
They just CGI your damn
seamless,
eyes.
Really
unbelievable. Actually, I actually they did a really good job.
Guys,
of that.
This is the first scene we ever shot of this season.
That's right.
This was the first day, first scene.
Are you serious?
This is my family.
Yo, is that your dad right there, by the way?
That's my hairdresser, which is weird.
What?
The bald guy.
Oh, the bald guy. He looks like that.
Yeah.
He could be. He looked very upset.
He's mourning.
Crushed. He's crushed.
Now, that guy's about the same tone.
He's nodding. He's like, you're asking, are you crushed? And he's like, yes.
Yeah, darker.
Yes.
Crushed. This was. You're the monologue of this, right? You're saying.
Yeah.
Yep.
I do.
Oh, death is weird. Death is,
yeah,
death
death
is
weird.
A real buzzkill.
God, do you guys ever just look out the door
and think about death?
And think about when you're dead. Think about not about death, but about the fact that you're dead.
You know what's so funny is we saw these early cuts of the episodes and with the temp effects, and you really, if you don't know what you're looking at, you can get worried because. It always looks very strange, you know? It always looks like...
See, all right.
Yep.
Right? I don't want to point it out.
Do you want to point it out, Megan? Do you want to point it out?
Every single time I see that, it's like, yeah.
Wait, what? What are you talking about?
Let's not point it out.
You touched him.
If the audience...
Wait, what?
Oh, too late, man.
I know, it's out there now.
I never once touched him.
You're out of your mind.
Your sleeve did.
This was fun.
Why are you pointing that out right now?
I don't know.
You guys are going to get fired.
I know.
You're fired.
You're fired.
Now this is something. This is something that there is actually a whole story with this because when you next see me, I'm in a pile of dead, and we realize that there's been something that happened here. But there's a whole story around this that we know a little bit about that we kept intentionally ambiguous so that we could go back at some point and tell this story with me and Bishop.
Ah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, really?
And this is awesome. You can see the beginning of the Josh.
Yeah, that shoulder.
That's your friend.
That's my friend.
I am so sorry.
Stu. Here's my deal. Here's a good call.
Do it.
That guy. We later come to find out his name is Stu. Right.
Yes. Yes.
And that is because.
Why is that?
That is Samuel Huitwa's middle name.
Wait, that's the reason.
That's the reason.
You're
we
kidding.
Were like, yeah, we fought to get him named.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah, later on.
Well,
in the
it was
series,
one of those things. He kept saying, "My friend was
my
killed.
Friend
my
was
friend
killed,
was killed."
Oh,
and we were talking like he should have a name.
He should have a name.
Wait, and Jeremy then wrote it and then named it Stu because.
Well,
we
suggested the name. He suggested
that. But I suggested.
You're so
like,
vague.
Yeah, yeah. Wait a second.
Named after me.
No, 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 no. I feel like you said it. I'm like, why? I would like that because that's my middle name. And you're like, yeah, I know. Didn't you? I thought it was
you. I think you maybe said, don't you think we should personalize this? And I said, yes, I think that's a great idea. And you said, yeah. I mean, what if he said, like, you were like, I remember the conversation, actually. You didn't say, like, because it's my middle name, I think it would be cool if it was Stu. Like,
I named it after my middle
name. You did. You were like, what? You should say something like, you know, killed my friend Stu or something. And I was like, yeah, that's a really good idea. That was pretty badass.
Okay, well, I wasn't serious about saying literally it had to be Stu.
No, you didn't. But that's just what it wound up being.
That's what it wound up
being. And I think I said, isn't that your middle name?
And I said, yeah, that's... Yeah. Yeah. By the way, I think Sarah's wonderful.
Unbelievable.
I love it. I love how she screamed it. I love that.
Good.
I love it. It's so good.
Pretty good.
You know what I like about Sarah, among a few things?
Oh, you just...
Right.
Yes.
Is that she's not an actress who's afraid of... She you can tell she's not watching herself like some actors do to make sure she's pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that.
Because she is. Ugly.
But
She looks terrible.
Oh, not a good looking woman.
See right there. Look at that. She's hideous.
But a lot of actresses are always concerned with, they don't want to get dirty. They don't want to get...
Yeah. Actors are like that too, not just actors.
No. There is not one single actor I ever met.
That's actually a really good point. That's a good point. Sam's got a point.
Yeah.
Actors don't care.
Yeah.
And
so we're back in the blood den, and Josh is back about to kill his sister.
Yeah.
And
by the way, so to clear something up, that first in this episode, when you see me change, I'm sitting in the diner. And I stumble into the woods and I'm changing. A lot of people have had questions. That is actually the first time after I've been bitten or after I've been scratched that I do turn. So that's me discovering that for the first time.
I love how you physicalized that. That was really great.
It's hardcore.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, and then, and also something that I never knew this was the intent, but actually I found out later, was. That was when I was sitting at the diner, that was the last time I had seen Emily. So the backstory is, I'm sitting at the diner with Emily, she comes out to me as a lesbian, and then,
Was she there when
Under the impression over the last 2 years.
That's what they told you
after? They told me that.
You're kidding.
So she's under the impression over the last 2 years... that I ran away because she just dropped this bomb.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool, right?
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Now, this scene with Emily...
Yeah.
We were, again, running out of time. We shot this in about, I think, 15 or 20 minutes.
Yeah. Really?
We shot the scene in 15 or 20
minutes. Isn't the scene 15 or 20 minutes?
We shot it in real time.
Yeah.
No, basically, we were panicked. We didn't think we were going to get it. We had to get it. And so they set up one camera looking one way, one camera looking the other way, and just... shot it.
It was on a track, though, right? Were they on
two tracks?
Yeah.
Or maybe both of them were on the same track. I don't remember really what, but we were rushed in.
Yeah.
Didn't have any time to rehearse anything.
Really?
We sat down and shot this scene.
You're
15
kidding.
Minutes.
I remember you telling me that after you shot it, and I was like, all right, that's going to be a piece of crap. Not because obviously you guys are amazing.
But you're thinking the lighting is
going to
be
garbage.
Maybe the performances won't be exactly where we want them.
Yeah. And I love this scene.
I like it too.
I really, really enjoy it.
Well, there's something
scene.
Really exciting when you're under the gun like that, where you have to get
That's
it right,
true.
And you have. Well, I think we did it twice or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Two or maybe three times, but I think we only
kidding?
Had time
We've
for
done
four.
It a bunch of times. Well,
this scene.
Oh, I thought you meant like in general, where we're in.
In general, we never really go beyond three takes.
Yeah.
What show have you?
We spent all this time.
Crazy.
Yeah, our entire season was a mad dash to the finish line from the beginning. It was a sprint the whole time, and we never settled into a comfortable pace, which is why we keep looking
more. You can't really see by watching.
Yeah.
The show is very... We never really sacrificed anything, it seems.
Well, and that's why. We sacrificed our health to keep the quality.
Yeah, it's so funny. Like, I think you guys are so good in the scene, by the way. I'm just like watching this. I love this scene so much. But it's so funny. Like, we were all trying really hard to stay in shape during the course of the shooting. So, like, we were all, I was going to the gym a lot and, like, really, really, really trying to lean out and get in shape. And, well, at the same time, work was just getting harder and harder and harder.
Yes.
So, like, it was just cumulative. Like, you just got so tired. You just was just so exhausted.
Well, I arrived
I love this shot.
Yeah, I know. It's a great shot.
So
I arrived, I weighed, like, 184. And then by a little bit more than halfway through, I was down to 169 or 170.
What? I don't believe you.
I was. And you can tell, actually. And
yeah, you do get more... You get more sinewy. You get more lean.
Sinewy.
Well, I actually don't think I look... I think I look a little bit better, a little bit heavier, to be honest.
Interesting.
I look a little, I hate to say this, but I look a little haggard a little bit later in the season. And then I eventually started getting more sleep and more food. And by the end of it, I started returning to normal.
That's hilarious.
But I can see a difference right away. I can tell what episode we're watching based on
what you look like.
Yeah. And I don't look entirely healthy at certain
I get skinnier. I get skinnier and
you get
then,
ripped.
And then
ooh.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Right, sure, totally.
What do I get?
And then
you're saying the same.
I don't know.
Because you're a ghost.
Yeah, you don't really change.
You don't change costumes,
no,
you don't change looks.
I don't change anything.
Good.
Yeah. But then, at the last block that we were shooting, I basically just stopped working out. Because I was like, I don't have to have my shirt off anymore. I just want to move. I'm so good.
I literally had no time either.
Ugh. It was hardcore. Yeah, the last block, we shot 11, 12, and 13 all together.
Yeah, yeah.
So
they knocked a day off the schedule. That was a nightmare. That was bad.
Oh, man, it was so wild.
This was a fun scene because we started, again, slowly working that rhythm up. The producer said that we were, you know, trying to work up and, or they wanted us to let go with. I mean, the cool thing is that by the middle of the season, they just kind of said, okay, now you can do whatever you want with each other.
Right.
And just, you know.
Yeah.
So they actually all hooked up individually a lot. We all just really hooked up. Just sexually a lot.
not with each other.
But no,
with each other and then with other. But what Megan's saying is with other partners and with each other.
Well, with other partners, with us, with the other two watching.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. In a closet or a
binoculars.
If it wasn't with each other, at least the other person, the other parties were involved in some way. You guys understand.
You get it. They all get it.
Top of the stairs, back to my regular position on the stairs. This was one of those things, and I don't want to disappoint people, but like,
Yeah,
that bothered me so much, because it's not the character really, and it bothered me because it's like a one-liner. And there was no other way for me, I mean, maybe another actor would be able to do this, but there was no other way for me to deliver that line. Mm. I just kind of had to, you know, because it was, obviously they were going for the joke, so like I wanted, you know, go for the joke as good as I could, but.
I love the whole lava lamp plugged into it.
Oh God, it's so funny. Thank you. I love that. Was that
ad-lib? That was
ad-lib. So funny.
Good, I'm glad.
Yeah, it cracks me up.
I'm so glad you cracked up.
We worked out a lot of this stuff on the set. Some of it wasn't exactly... Because, you know, everything changes a little bit when you actually get into the physical space, which is something that...
I like this scene.
Oh, I love this. And by the way, your hand acting, both of you, impeccable in this scene. The whole, can you just... And then she goes, huh? And he goes,
No, the funny thing is, originally, I turn on my heels and I walk back down the stairs, and then you take a beat and then you follow me, and that's best thing, where it's like, just stay here, and you're like, yeah, all right, and then I turn around and walk away, and then you just immediately follow me.
But
I totally forgot about that, but
I'm sorry, the hand interplay there is much, totally superior to that. It's pretty good. But again, we were pioneers. Going to a place that only one of the cast had gone before.
Exactly. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Really trying to... But the tone is, as I remember the episode of... By the way, do you guys want... I look at my Blu-ray shelf. I have Being Human British series right there.
We're doing it.
Let's do this.
I can't wait.
We're done now. I finished my ADR for season one, so all of my work is finished for...
Yeah.
Season one, and you guys are almost done.
Well, let's finish my ADR because I don't want to go to ADR having seen something that the British show ADR'd, and then...
You don't want to ADR that you're going to mimic their ADR.
You don't want to do that.
You know that you are. Yeah.
She goes in with... She's got a British dialect. A really bad one.
Just horrible.
By the way, this is... Oh, there's a shot coming up later where it's just the genius of Adam Kane. He would block us and he would do all kinds of stuff and we would just be performing, but we didn't have any idea that the actual master shot was such a strong statement.
The shot you're talking about, I didn't even know they were doing that.
I did.
Loved it. Did you?
Yeah, I did because Kane was bragging about it. he was like, I designed the set specifically so I could do that shot.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I heard him say that at one point.
He said that on the set that day.
Son of a...
Because I watched playback on that shot, I think. Oddly, because we never really watched playback.
We weren't allowed to back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Back then.
Actually, and then later, still not allowed to.
Yeah, right.
Well, you know what? No, they let me on occasion because Sam Huntington made the mistake of saying out loud, I don't know, I just wasn't sure about my performance. Can I see playback? And that is...
Did I win?
Yes.
Or you just go right into Julie.
Which one? Do you remember
this? Just ask
see, but Julie was commended not to show us.
They always showed me my stuff. Yeah. If I won, because a lot of my stuff with the effects...
She got in trouble.
I needed to look. Really?
Oh, for effects stuff, that makes sense.
What happened to me was... The scene in the woods with the where I was naked for the first time. It was the first time I'd ever... When I wake up next to the deer... The first time I'd ever been naked on screen, ever. Mm-hmm. And I remember laying there, and it was, you know, Kane, and I was like, so, I really would love to see what this looks like. Like, I really, you know, not just because I want to see what my ass looks like, but just because, you know, I'm sure it's a cool shot, and, like, I want to see what my naked self looks like. And, you know, if somebody took a naked picture of you, you'd be like, hey, let me see that. You know?
Totally.
You know, so that was the first time, and he actually said no.
That was actually not the first time, because I remember being on set, you telling me that happened, and I told you, well, here's why. Because a week or two previous, we were doing some sort of joke, or something. By the way, here's the shot we're talking about. Danny comes, and we had no idea the blocking all meant this, but he goes to the door, and then he looks back at Sally through the wall, which is just beautiful.
There's actually a big... window there.
Yeah.
Big,
So, but you, there was a joke, there was a comedic beat, and I remember you were not sure you were getting it right, and we were working with Adam, and you said, I just don't know about that joke, can I see playback? And Adam was like, whoa, no, you can't. And so your first impression that you made on seeing playback was performance-based, whereas for me, I was always like, if it's a trick shot, or if it's,
right, or if it's a stunt,
I gotta see it. But otherwise, if it's a performance thing, yeah, go ahead. You tell me what to do. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
And so they were always lenient with playback with me, but with you, because the first impression was, I want to see my performance. And like, whoa, no.
Yeah.
No, we don't.
But
the trick shot with you being naked, they should have shown it to
Well, the other thing with that was, I feel like with the comedy, too... I was trying things so differently with each take, and they were constantly asking me to go bigger. So I was like, kind of uncomfortable with that. Like I was like uncomfortable with that, and really wanted to find it. You know, I didn't want to mess it up. So it was, you know, that was the crux of it. That was the nucleus of it.
The nucleus.
Probably can't hear him right now.
I guarantee you, people can hear me. I'm all the way in the other room.
Sam Huntington's in the other room. Made of the same room, by the way. We're in my luxurious...
Here we go.
I love her in this scene.
She's
so charming.
Just in general.
Just in general. What is it with Aiden and the redheads?
Aiden loves the gingers.
He's gonna say.
The ginges.
Ladies, if you're a ginger out there...
Watch out for Whitwer.
You might be on his radar.
You might be getting bit in the neck.
But, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And here we are, back with...
Is that her as a blonde in that picture?
Yes, it is. So, interesting thing, I remember saying to Adam Kane, because Rebecca smells you and goes, are you a werewolf, right?
Right.
I remember being like, we were in the midst of things, I wasn't thinking, and it was early on in the process, and you guys hadn't shot the scene yet, it was like maybe the first... You might not have even been shooting yet, but I said, you know, it was one of my script problems. I'm like, why does she know what a werewolf smells like? She's a brand new vampire. How could she know what a werewolf smells like? And then as I was saying it, I realized, no, she's not a new vampire. And it's one of the things that, you know,
What do you mean?
Well, some comments have been made like, you know, she's this nice girl, and then immediately, a day later, she's this bloodthirsty vampire. And what we're all forgetting is she's been brainwashed for a month. And she's killed probably a dozen people by now.
Right.
And Bishop's been working on it for a month, because we forget that the first episode takes place over 1 month. It starts out with your full moon as a werewolf.
Right.
That's
and
true.
Ends with a different full moon.
Oh, that's a really good point. You know, I never even thought about that.
Yeah, she does.
I thought that she was a new werewolf, too, and I just thought she knew what...
She is no. No. She's a new werewolf. She's now a new werewolf.
They just told her what a werewolf smelled like. You just know that innately when you become a vampire.
That is a different...
That was Sarah Allen's very first scene, too, by the way.
It was? That's right.
And I remember being very taken with her, and then, you know, going to you afterwards and being like, hey, I just worked with Sarah, and she's fantastic. And you being like, really, was she good? Really, was she look like, was she good? Was she good?
Was I really like this?
Oh, just like a little boy. Like a 13-year-old.
Like a 13-year-old.
Wait, had you done a scene with her before?
No, that was
the first scene. You were the first one to do a scene with her?
That's right.
And
I was waiting for the report.
Yeah, but I remember being like, I love Sarah, like, she's amazing. She's just such a wonderful person, and super, super chill, and like, got a great sense of humor, and I remember going to you and be like, you're gonna love this girl, like, she's so down, she like, she really, really like, you know, because Whitwer and I have, and all the three of us are like, it's kind of weird that we all got together because we have the exact same sense of humor, seemingly.
Yes.
And she fits into that niche, and so it was Pellegrino's. Yeah, exactly.
All five of us really clicked on those levels, which I suppose is why we all hang out so damn much.
Yeah, that's true.
But it was interesting to note that she has, and it's something that it's not entirely clear in the show, but it is, if you think about it for 5 seconds, it is. Bishop has been working on her for a month.
Right.
And she's killed at this point probably a dozen or more people, and she's been totally brainwashed. And I'm coming to try to...
Yeah, I definitely didn't realize it was a month.
Yeah, so...
It totally makes sense. So when... werewolf transformations.
When Aiden gets into business with these guys and says, where is she? And he's going to try to undo this. He's way behind the game, and he knows... And, I, you know, when we were shooting this, I realized this. Like, he knows this girl could be lost now. A month is... A long time to be spending with a bunch of sociopaths and killing people and doing all kinds of stuff, and so, and she's got a huge vengeance thing for Aiden. She's way along that path. Like if I had gotten to her a couple days afterward, we could have worked with something.
Right.
But Bishop has been messing with her.
On a different note, this is where my impression of Mark Pellegrino comes in. Here it is. Boys. You're both pretty.
You sound so nasally.
What does that sound like?
Yeah, you know, I do a pretty.
It does sound like
it sounds like someone.
Yeah, we just like a pretty great
Seinfeld.
No.
It is a little bit. Boys. You're both pretty. What's up with boys?
You know who's great is I love Vince in these scenes. You know?
Me too.
How are you feeling better right after last night?
I know, I love that one.
This is how they did this.
How did you do this? The Uri Geller.
It was actually real paper, not concrete, but it was all glued strategically like that.
I don't believe you.
I swear to God.
No, I don't buy it.
No, I swear to God.
You know what's funny? Do you know what's funny about you blowing the paper?
I don't know what's funny about that.
I believe in the 70s or the 80s, there was a guy, I can't remember the guy's name, but you can find him on YouTube, who was known to be able to move, what was it? It was phone book paper, and he could do it with his mind, and he'd wave his hands around, and he'd wear this sort of martial arts uniform that was a little bit overblown. It looked kind of ridiculous, but he could move paper with his mind and move his hands around, and really what he was doing is he was blowing it.
You're kidding.
He was blowing it, but he became so adept at this that he actually found out a way to like channel his breath around glass and all kinds of stuff. And one time when they covered his mouth, he was able to generate the same wind power with cupping his hands. I mean, he became really good at it, but it was always air. And so when I saw that scene...
Is there a video of them?
Yeah, it's all on YouTube, but what's the guy's name? I'm going to look it up, actually.
Right? Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah. But Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Sasha Gray.
But it was... But the funny thing is, when I saw your scene like that, I'm like, that's hilarious. It's a reference to how those false... Those guys who were saying they had telekinetic powers. Amazing. This is how they did it.
Well, you know what's funny? It wouldn't surprise me if that was the case, because our writers are extremely pop culture centric. Yeah. And there were references, like, in the script sometimes where I had to be like, wait a minute, whoa. I do not understand this.
Too.
Like, clear this up for me, please. And
that happened a lot, actually.
Yeah, and they always explain it. I'd be like, oh, there it is.
Nah, I got
but
it.
I think that just kind of adds to the wit of the show, too.
The witwer of the show. Well, that's sort of my voice, you know. You know what my impression is? It sounds like, hello, monkey.
A little like monkey.
How are you, monkey? You better enjoy this breath of fresh air, monkey, because it could be our last.
Monkey.
Explain the monkey thing. I don't think our audience gets that.
No, we'll get back to you on that.
So the guy, and look it up on YouTube. The guy's name is James Heidrick. He's spelled, wait a second, where is it? Hydrick. And, It's pretty great.
I didn't like that scene just now. Personally, as Sam Huntington.
Why not?
Felt like I needed to... It looked like I needed to poop. The whole scene.
Did you?
I looked like I did. I don't remember. I probably did, because I poop like seven, eight times a day.
Good to know.
Good for you.
Little tidbit about me.
I know so much about you.
That I wish you'd never
bum
known.
Yeah,
by the way, this is a very nice scene. I like this scene.
I think this scene is just fine.
It's all right.
Anytime anyone says this is really good, I'm going to say, yeah, it's good. That's good. No, it's fine.
It's fine.
It's good. Yeah, it's good. It's fine.
The mug.
Actually, that mug does really nice work in this scene.
Yeah, the mug is pretty.
Oh god,
spot on every take.
Riveted to it. And by the way, time for us to update the coffee maker. What the hell is up with that thing?
Did you ever see in the other room there is a laptop that I don't think ever gets seen?
Yeah, it's an IBM. It's an old IBM.
An IBM laptop that is...
Have you seen our vacuum cleaner?
The laptop is the width of a brick and about the weight of it.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's this old, like, must have came out in, what, 91 or something like that.
Yeah, it's literally like first-gen IBM PowerBook.
It's like they're like, look, it's a laptop.
Yeah.
It sits in your lap.
Yeah.
The top of your lap.
What, people can't handle 18 pounds in their lap? Come on. We're IBM, damn it.
Right. But I don't know if that ever made it on screen, but that's supposedly what we're using to surf the web.
That is what I use. You know the funny thing is? That thing's like a supercomputer. Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Sally.
So during the scene, I kept getting soaked with water.
Did you?
And ghosts can't get soaked, guys. There, you saw it.
Where?
Well, you missed it, but the bottom of my shirt was wet.
I'm fired. Didn't see it.
And you're fired.
I did not see it.
But they kept... This is when I first realized how many wardrobe changes they had for me, because they kept bringing me dry clothes after each take. And I don't know. At least 10 different wardrobe changes. It's sort of hard to know how many I have.
Hard to say.
I know exactly how many.
And this is the first time me and Sarah Allen shot together. So this was my whole, Sam says she's cool.
Yep.
Let's see if she's cool.
And you hated her at first.
Hated her.
You were like, who? What is Huntington talking about?
What are you talking about? I don't even like her.
Oh my god, I'm lost in your eyes.
Because, we only have 42 minutes to do these episodes. But what's unfortunate is that when I walk up to the bench, if for example, this is her feature film, I stand there at the bench in front of her staring up at me, motionless, for like 8 seconds,
right.
9 seconds, like just standoff, and I'm just squirming and she's just staring at me. And then we start talking. And I thought that was really cool, but again, you can't do that when you have 42 minutes
of
screen time and all these important scenes to get to.
They still let the moments linger when they...
They really do.
Yeah, they do a pretty nice job.
Well, that's the thing. If you want the show to be special, you have to play those non-verbal beats, because so many television shows these days are just line. And it's over... It's frankly not very good.
I like that about our show. We have some time to breathe.
Yeah.
We do. And they do a good job. There are times where you can see that they cut a scene fast to save time for the more important scenes, but they do it so skillfully that It feels organic. It feels good. It doesn't feel like they rushed the scene, you know?
And you broke the scene.
Sorry. There was a big quiet.
Well, the good news is...
You know...
What?
What's that? My what?
Wait.
But what are you talking about? Whisper it. Oh, never mind. Don't. You're fired.
Did you see it?
You're fired. Shut up. You're fired.
What?
You're fired.
Oh, no. Really?
Oh, dude, my God.
Like, fired. Crazy.
You're
yeah,
kidding.
That's a good point.
So, can we go back?
Did you see that?
I did see that. And no, we're not going to go back.
No, not right now, but no, afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
After you guys are gone.
So, okay, to our audience, we saw something we really shouldn't have.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're just going
to
move on.
Yeah.
We're just
going to
move on. We're just going to move on. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, hey, look, it was like the first.
Oh, yeah.
We were shooting it all together. We didn't know what we were doing.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
Nobody cares. I didn't actually think
I do,
even there.
I do enjoy this whole how vengeful she is. That the I think maybe my favorite moment of the scene is after I walk away, and you can see that she didn't necessarily mean these things that she was saying.
No,
that it was all for effect. That you see her looking after Aiden, kind of lost, just like, what do I do now?
That's or I wish I'd had a different effect on him.
Yeah, but you know, it's like maybe I don't know what Sarah was thinking, but you know, maybe something like, well, this is the one guy who can really pull me out of it.
Yeah.
And I just told him,
that I'm going to eat my family.
Yeah, I just told him to go away.
Yeah,
and I just F off.
Yeah.
Here's another audition scene.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Really?
Toads.
Not for I.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think this is one for me.
Yeah, this was one for me. This is one of the ones I was sick of.
Really, again, this scene's alright.
It's fine. It's just okay.
Yeah, it's all right. Okay. You guys really...
No.
Like, it was...
Well, I phoned it in. I literally... That's actually a double for Megan.
Yeah.
On my coverage, and I actually literally picked up a phone, and she had an earpiece.
By the way, Sam, your hair does change every scene.
Dude, it's crazy. You know why? It's because it's impossible to maintain.
Oh, is it?
You and I had that conversation, like, first day of shooting was like...
And I totally forgot it, or what?
You must have forgotten, because... No, remember you were like, I'm just going to do my own hair, because there's only really one way to do my hair, and it takes me a much less time.
It takes me 5 seconds, so their job to do what I'm doing,
exactly.
And they're going to do it.
Exactly. And I was like, that's so funny. I have horrible hair, and and so I should do the same thing. And then I got there, and I liked it a couple times, and then by episode, like, I would say 5, we got it. And
it was very consistent.
After that, it was pretty consistent. So
yeah,
but it's because it's one huge cowlick. It's like a giant swirl. My hair, it's like soft serve.
It's like an infinity pool.
It is.
You stare at it long enough, you'll find the secrets of the universe.
It's terrible.
And then Megan's hair doesn't change. No. Maybe she's a ghost.
Yeah, there's nothing to talk about your appearance.
I mean, I'm not speaking. So.
Except that I think it gets longer as the season goes on.
Yeah.
And then shorter.
You know, when you die, your hair and your fingernails
keep growing.
And your ears. Wait, really? Your hair?
Your ears?
Your hair.
Oh, no, sorry, that's when you get old.
When you get old.
My God.
Jeez.
What?
That is hilarious.
What? That's not offensive.
It's not offensive, but that's just weird. That can't be a fact. That your
I
ears
swear
get
to God.
Oh, they do.
Okay,
yes,
well,
they do.
I mean,
your
did
ears?
You see Kirk Douglas at the Oscars?
Yeah, but that poor man.
No, wait. His ears were so massive because your ears never stop growing.
For example, some cultures consider
right
big
now.
Ears a sign of wisdom because it's an aging thing.
I don't believe you.
You're
Google it right now.
I actually do not believe you guys. This is the first time. Well, this is one of the first times. That I legitimately don't believe you guys.
Do you want to put some stakes on this, or what?
On scientific proof
that
that's the case?
Yeah.
We'll look it up and we'll talk about it on the next episode.
Stay tuned to find out.
Notice how certain you talked about it, like we knew.
Exactly.
Yeah, the fact is, I don't really know.
You really don't know.
I do know.
You do know that some cultures, big ears are you considered
wise. That's not the point I'm arguing.
Yeah. No. That girl just checked you out.
I do.
That waitress just checked you out. Did you see that?
Mm.
She just looked at
you. Sam, you see that guy with the or that girl in the background right there?
Yes.
The sweater vest. What's her name again?
I'm terrible with names, and they constantly.
Oh no! What? I wouldn't even say that.
But you mean it?
Well,
yeah.
Now that you brought it up,
I love this
scene.
Yeah, me too.
To be honest, when I didn't fully understand
this little phone call, right?
Yeah, the whole thing when it was on paper, and then I saw this, and I thought it was amazing what you guys did.
I love your reaction when you're like, "Great, so you're coming." Your delivery of this is beautiful.
Yeah.
Because it's like, right here. Mm-hmm. It's like, you better show up. I'm literally this close to snapping everyone's neck in this bar and drinking all their blood.
I always felt that Aiden should be more friendly and charming when he's getting ready to kill someone.
Right.
And basically that he's been doing this for such a long time that it's automatic, that he sets people up to be defenseless, and then he takes them out, and he doesn't want to be doing this anymore, but he doesn't know how else to be, and he just it's unconscious behavior, and it's the same thing where, be it sex addiction or drug addiction or getting mixed up with the wrong person, you find yourself sliding into that trap, even if you intend to pull out of it.
Tell you what. I think probably a lot of sex addicts slide in.
I see.
I think they probably slide in and out of that trap.
That's what they do a lot.
You know what I mean?
As much as they can.
I think most sex addicts slide right in. I love Sarah in this scene too. She's so
she's yeah she's
unwavering. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we. This was
she obviously really doesn't care about how she looks. I mean, there, right there. right there.
And,
God. She's not one of those actors who cares about how they look.
It's not like she. No, she just made herself up like that. Well, because Sarah in real life doesn't ever wear makeup, and kind of goes around.
She's so beautiful,
but
she's gorgeous. She doesn't need that. She doesn't need the superficial things.
This is, and I, the way we worked it out is that these two people actually did and do have a real affection for each other, like a real connection, a real attraction. Adam said something really interesting about Rebecca concerning Aiden concerning Rebecca.
I'm all ears.
he said she's bad for him because she was potentially good for him. And because she was potentially good for him, he couldn't really control himself around her. And that's precisely why she is so dangerous to him. Because there's some real emotional impact there.
And so this guy was a stuntman, is that it?
And he's awesome. I love that.
Stuntman.
It's really hard to have a couple lines, two or three lines, and make them come off perfectly. Everyone expects you to do it perfectly, but you have the least amount of material with which to create a character and to figure out how it's supposed to go. But this guy really came off exactly the way we needed him to.
Was that a cat's shirt?
Yeah, I think it was a cat's shirt.
That was amazing.
This is great.
Anyone else like my cardigan?
I love your cardigan.
Thank you.
Do you guys like my cardigan?
What? Oh, yeah, that's right. You're wearing a cardigan through the whole season. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about your cardigan. Yeah. Okay, so this girl. Amazing.
Yes.
Katie was her name.
Yes.
And she was 19 years old, fresh out of theater school.
And we killed her.
This was, at this point, it was, 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning. It was just getting light.
Yeah,
by the end, you could almost kind of tell in certain shots that it's starting to get really light.
This is the same day that me and Sarah did the date scene and also the lovemaking scene where I kill her.
Right.
So...
I came in at 3 a.m.
Early in the morning. Yeah.
So, because you guys have been shooting all night. So, this poor girl is covered in blood, freezing cold. It was cold that night, which was weird because it had been
very warm. And then it got very cold.
And it got really cold this night. Yeah. And she stayed in this dying, trembling, hyperventilating state.
For four hours?
Did she stay on the ground?
She stayed on the ground, didn't want to move, wanted to stay there, wanted to stay in character. It was very method, but it was so unbelievably... She really blew me away.
Yeah, she was great. And we killed her off. In fact, a lot of the producers said they wish they'd kept her around for a few episodes, and I think that's true. But there's, when you're doing these things, there's no way to know.
Well, there's nothing you can do. I mean, there's nothing you can do. It's in the writing. The writing is written the way it is on purpose. And
they wrote the writing.
Who did?
The writers.
No.
Yes, they did.
I showed up every day, Pelosquino. I showed up every day, not knowing anything, and I just said stuff.
Yeah, said stuff.
Oh my god, you guys, this is my favorite part of this whole episode. It might be one of my most special memories of the entire season.
It's all right.
It's fine.
Well, it's just okay, is what it is.
This was what they had to do to get me to fly, was make a body cast for me with this pole sticking out of my belly button, and pretty much have five giant men impale me onto a green pole that was in the middle of a giant green
studio. And I remember we were shooting on the set, and Megan waddles on like a penguin with a giant pole coming out of her stomach. Going, hey guys, you know, and she can't really move because the body cast is immobilizing her.
It was very penile. It was very phallic.
Yes.
I love this show. It was very penile. I love this song that's playing during this scene. How do you remember how it goes? Because we can't hear the
beginning.
It's
a good song. Very good song.
I'm different now. My life is different.
Didn't your mom say that at one point, or your dad?
I was going for dinner with my parents, and they picked me up in the car, and I sat on the left side of the car. My dad's like, "That's not your side of the car," and I'm like, "My life is different now. I'm different."
Classic. How many times can Sam Huntington walk in slow motion in one?
Very.
By the way, how beautiful was Louder in that scene?
Great. She's great. She's fantastic. Great.
She killed it. I love the scene with you and Mark too.
When we were shooting this, I didn't know the guy that well. We bonded over our mutual love of the original series Twilight Zone, the original Rod Serling
of Twilight.
Of Twilight,
the original Twilight,
which was called Twilight Zone,
exactly.
And they adapted it. I took the Rod Serling original and turned it. They hired Robert Pattinson.
Right.
But I remember being very, very keen on working with him. Really looking forward to it, and also a bit intimidated because I just thought he was an amazing actor. And we were, you know, in these scenes, it was just very important for me that I almost, I don't know, kind of win his respect in a way. He's I really admire his work. And by the way, that shadow over half my face was a happy accident. That was something that just, I happened to move my head in a certain direction on one take.
It's called, you know what I think it's called? I think it's called not standing on your frickin' mark.
That was exactly
I think
what
that's what it's called.
They lit me to be lit.
So this book right here, this is the original Pelosquino. Scheming away.
Scheming away.
He's a Pelagringo. He's a Pelagringo.
Yeah, he is.
And a Pelagreed Thumb.
Yeah. I love the way this episode ends. I remember the first time we saw this, we all watched it together, and we all kind of looked at each other after we saw this episode, and we're like, all right, we're doing something right here. This is this show is actually really great,
because you're really hoping after, because we saw this after what, shooting episode 4 or 5, we were well into it,
and really hoping that
you're doing what you think you're doing,
yeah,
and that the show is any good at all, because you know it could be. You know the writing is up to snuff.
Right.
And you think, yeah, the cast is good, and the things I'm seeing on set are good, and you're just hoping it's going to work. And
I love this moment, because it really, for the first time, establishes us as this unit. You know?
Well, this is remember how many times we did that shot, by the way?
Yeah.
That was it, you guys!
That was it!
In the chaos!
So, next is episode 3.
Yeah.
Right?
Trois.
Get ready for some more motherfucking podcasts!
Nice.
Sucker!
Nice.